What would push you, and I do mean you, over the edge? Is it a toxic working place, a lack of leadership support, or let me guess, being undervalued? Are you risking burnout just to stay afloat? In today's episode, I might make some people very uncomfortable about the real reasons project managers say, I've had enough and decide to walk away. Don't leave me, family. Point number one, unresolved team dynamic issues. Again, unresolved team dynamic issues. See, poor collaboration, internal conflicts, or a lack of accountability can disrupt project success and create frustration. You mind if I tell a short story? Family, one of the biggest challenges that you are going to have if you fall in this thing that I love, that I hope you fall in love with, called project management, is poor collaboration, as well as internal team conflict. These are the two things that are rarely talked about. I don't see a lot of people talking about this, except my mentor and buddy Phil. Reason why it's important to understand this so you know what you're up against. As when we put these episodes out, I want to be so transparent that it makes you nervous, not nervous or afraid that you're getting into this profession, but so you're aware. A lot of people get you excited about this profession, but they don't tell you the good, the bad, the ugly, the most successful. I want to bring it all to you. And one of the two things is poor collaboration and team conflicts. This is why you want to ensure that one of the first things you do is start building relationships as a new project manager, especially if you're new to the game. You want to build these relationships. You also, even if you are seasoned or you've been in it for a couple years, relationships are important in the dynamics of a team and the dynamics of your project. Here's my actionable tip. Use team building exercises, use open communication channels, and have some type of accountability frameworks that you can address and resolve these issues. Hey, family, real quick, I want to let you know I've put together a small little PDF for you about how to thrive as a project manager. I got eight secrets in there to model after the eight-point framework that I have for you, but eight secrets from a real-world success. What's going to be included in there is going to be real-world tips for managing multiple projects effectively, techniques for overcoming imposter syndrome as a PM, and ways to build trust with stakeholders as well as teams, and most important, examples of creating flexibility while meeting the deliverables. Again, the whole purpose of this is mindset, soft skills that will help you succeed as a project manager. Let's get right back into today's episode. Point number two, lack of leadership support. If you don't have support from leadership, you might as well right now just pack your bags. Because without support from leadership, your efforts to manage projects effectively can feel like it's been a waste of time. If leadership consistently fails to provide resources, guidance, even strategic alignment, I promise you, I'm willing to bet Monopoly money that you will get burned out and you will have a sense of dissatisfaction. Here's my actionable tip. Regularly communicate with with leadership to ensure alignment and document instances where support was lacking to address. The whole concept of this, family, is you want to give your leadership an opportunity. You want to make sure that they know what's going on because they can't fix anything that they're unaware of. John Maxwell says it well, and I love it. He said, everything rises and falls on leadership. That's so powerful. Point number three, micromanagement. Constant micromanagement from leadership, stakeholder, project team members undermines your ability to make decisions, not choices, but decisions. And it demonstrates a lack of trust and creates frustration. This often leads to reduced job satisfaction and a sense of being undervalued. When you are micromanaged, I guarantee you will have a situation where first it starts attacking your confidence. Next, after it attacks your confidence, you start questioning, do you even belong in this field? I'm going to let you know, yes, you belong in this field, but it's up to you to understand that you're being micromanaged and how are you going to go about addressing it? Here's my actionable tip. Communicate your concerns about micromanage diplomatically, emphasizing the impact on efficiency and morale. Propose clear boundaries as well as accountability frameworks to rebuild trust. See, a lot of times, family, when we're being micromanaged, there may have been something where that particular leader or manager was did micromanage, and they were giving their, letting the project manager or whatever particular role you were in at that time, but specifically the project management, that you were actually, you had the opportunity to be a leader in that space. And maybe they got, someone failed them earlier. So now they're like, I'm not going to let anything slip through the crack. I'm going to make sure people are accountable. So first you need to understand their side. And that's why I use the word diplomatic, because you want to make sure that you can find out what is really going on. What's the reason behind it? And once you start earning their trust, then maybe they'll pull back. And if not, if the behavior persists, you might want to think about other options. Consider whether a role aligns with your professional needs. If it doesn't align with it, you know what you need to do. Point number four, repetitive conflicts with stakeholders. Constant stakeholder resistance or unrealistic demands can create an unproductive work environment. Here's my actionable tip. Develop strong communication and conflict resolution skills. Escalate unresolved issues, but before you escalate, here's my caveat, family. Always have what you've done before you escalate to leadership. What do you mean, Ed? If I've been having constant issues with a stakeholder, I will always try to do everything that I can possibly do. I may take two or three attempts at it, and then at that point, if I see that it's not being resolved, then I'm going to escalate to leadership. But when I escalate, I'm going to say, hey, this is what I've done. I met with them one-on-one, and we had a discussion, and we were under agreement. I recapped that one-on-one, so we were aligned. What we discussed, and then the problem happened again. I met with the person again. Same thing, recapped everything. And then if it happened the third time, at that point, enough's enough. You've done everything you can potentially do. It's time to escalate, and you provide that to your leadership so they can step in and mediate the situation. Point number five, toxic work environment. If the workplace culture is marked by constant negativity, a lack of respect, it can stifle your professional growth and well-being. Matter of fact, it can really mess with your, it will start creating like you have an imposter syndrome. What do you mean, Edie? A lot of times when I've ever worked in a toxic work environment, even me, I started questioning myself like, man, do I even belong in this field? Should I even be doing this? Because it was so toxic. The team was looking not to build you up, but to tear you down. And you're like, I'm on your side. So if you work in an environment like that, here's my actionable tip. First, address the toxicity with your leadership by involving them first and setting clear boundary. And again, if nothing improves, start planning your exit plan. What is an exit plan? You start looking for the opportunities outside there. Here's my caveat to that, family. I don't want you to run away from these situations. I want you to do everything that you can possibly do. And then when you had enough, and as I told you, what my mom and dad said, when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, this is when and only when will you make the decision, not the choice, to move forward. Point number six, feeling stuck in firefighter mode. As a project manager, we're constantly managing crisis, whether delivering strategic value, following up with people, constantly just probing in and asking where is that. But it does get to a point where if we're not focusing on the vision or the overarching goal of this project, it can wear you down. It can be unfulfilling. You will find yourself working overtime. You can find yourself working something that should have been as simple as a 10-minute conversation can be days or months or years of ongoing issues. So here's my actionable tip. Build proactive risk management plans to reduce firefighting and communicate the long-term efficiencies to react to work leadership. Point number seven, no clear decision-making authority. If your role as a project manager is undermined by unclear authority or constant micromanagement, it can lead to frustration and reduce effectiveness. If you don't have the ability to make decisions as a project manager, I just don't know what to tell you, because it's not even going to be worth it. Because one of the things that happens a lot of times, when I've watched just many times, of where you don't have the authority to make these decisions, you're still held accountable for the decisions that were made on your behalf. I think I just said something. See, this is why it's important. You need to be able to step into that role of being able to make decisions. Here's my actionable tip. Clarify your decision-making authority in writing and escalated to leadership when boundaries are crossed. But again, you always know my caveat. The caveat is find the solutions first. And if those solutions don't work, make sure you include those solutions in your escalations up to leadership. Point number eight, lack of career growth opportunity. If your role becomes stagnant without opportunities for most of all, having the ability to learn and grow or promotion or skill development, it can lead to dissatisfaction. Here's my actionable tip. Create a personal development plan and discuss it with your manager to identify growth opportunities. If there's none, you may want to see if this is still worth an opportunity, if this is where you still want to be. I got two bonuses for you, and then we'll transition into our transformational remarks, and I'll let you be on your way, family. Unreasonable workload. I remember the first time I had to manage, like, it was probably at minimum about four or five projects. And these weren't like your typical four or five projects. Like, they were very complex. And managing multiple projects with conflicting priorities can lead to burnout. You're constantly working beyond your capacity. And it's just unsustainable. It's something that, especially if you don't have the proper support, so you're dealing with the lack of efficiency on the support, you're dealing with having to ensure all of these projects are up to date, whether it's the dashboards or all of the reporting functionality that comes with leading these various projects. Here's my actionable tip. Prioritize tasks using tools like an Eisenhower matrix and push back when additional projects are assigned without additional resources. Family, you can't lead effectively if you don't have the proper resources. And so when I say push back with ethics, push back with resolution of, hey, this is what I'm going to need. If I don't have this, let me show you the risks that are associated with it. Just don't push back. I'm not doing it. No, don't do that. I am saying provide the risk that's going to be associated with this. Hey, if you got me leading these projects and I don't have the proper resources in place, whether that's budget, whether that is actual resources, whether that is actual artifacts, documents, tools, whatever that may be, you need to be transparent, because what you don't want to happen is, and this will happen if you're not transparent, leadership say, why you didn't come and ask me that? We could have had a conversation. So always be transparent on what's going on. My second bonus for you, which is so important, health issues due to stress. This is so true. See, the physical, more mental demand of leading leading projects. This, being a project manager sometimes can be a high pressure role. And with it being high pressure, you need to find things to ensure you are staying even keel, as they will say. So here's my actionable tip. Prioritize self-care by scheduling breaks, making sure you're delegating tasks, and seeking professional support if it is required. I always recommend doing some type of health, like taking a walk. One of the things I used to do, and I still do to this day, is I'll take a walk, whether or go to the gym, getting on a treadmill and walking for 30 minutes. This is really good for you because it just allows you just to get away from everything so you could come back with a different mindset. Family, by the way, again, just as a reminder, I do have the How to Thrive as a Project Manager, 8 Secrets for Real World Success. The link will be somewhere for you to click on, hopefully in the description. But this is something you really want to get, especially if you're new to project management, because I know there's a lot of things out there about how leading projects, but how do you lead it in the real world? How do you actually deal with managing multiple projects or overcoming imposter syndrome? Here's my transformational work remarks. I have 3 of them. Toxic work environment. Address the toxicity by evolving leadership first and setting clear boundaries. That's my actionable tip. And another one, again, if nothing improves, you need to figure out what are your next steps. Put a plan in place and then execute on that plan. Number 2, feeling stuck in firefighter mode. My actionable tip was build a proactive risk management plan to reduce firefighting and communicate long-term efficiencies of reactive work to leadership. And number 3, lack of leadership support. As I stated, John Maxwell said, everything rises and falls on leadership. So regularly communicate with leadership to ensure alignment and document instances where support was lacking due to lack of support. Family, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I go by the name of ED, and for all you smart and intelligent folks out there, listen, that just simply means Ed. Until next time.